Hey, what's up? Cody Birch here. I hope you're having an amazing week, and I'm sorry to interrupt with an emergency podcast based on something I heard on a podcast today while I was walking to our community center to get 30 minutes in on the elliptical before the day got chaotic, not to brag. So I'm walking, I'm listening to a podcast, and it was Up First by NPR. It's just a morning daily news podcast, and they were talking about a horrible thing. Now, you could really insert any horrible thing, and they don't give the facts that, well, sometimes they do. And this isn't a dig on NPR. It's a dig on any kind of media or sensationalist media. They give the facts, and then they'll end it with something like, but people are really worried about yada, yada, yada. Okay. So it was something about wildfires in California. It sounds horrible. I hope those people are safe and they're going to make it through and they're going to recover and all those things. But they said, well, are the fires under control? And they're like, not really, but people are worried that this will affect the COVID-19 pandemic in California because of the lower air quality. So that was their headline. That's what people are worried about. So you'll hear any kind of news, especially now with all the pandemic and the panic and all this stuff. And they'll tell you the news and they'll say, well, isn't it getting better out there? Well, yeah, it is. But people are worried it's going to get worse in the future, right? Like that, I just told you, you could skip all of the news this weekend and any kind of good news you find, they will always end it, especially now. They'll end it with, well, what are people worried about though? Right? Any kind of political thing, anything good that ever happens to anybody. Like, hey, this great thing happened. I found a dollar on the side of the road. Yeah, but I'm worried I won't find a dollar tomorrow. You know, it's like, what are we worried about? And there's so much worry in the world and it's fed to us. And we're on this constant IV drip of feeling worried. And that's why I try not to watch the news. And I find those daily morning news podcasts intolerable because they'll give you the headline, they'll give you the facts. And if the facts happen to be slightly positive, but people are really worried about the negative, right? Their COVID-19 deaths are going down, but they're worried that they're going to go back up. That's the summary of the news. And so I've got a story for you, a parable, if you will, from one of the greatest teachers. I guess I should probably say the greatest teacher of all time. And it's a parable about Jesus. Well, Jesus is teaching, and it's in Matthew chapter 6, and he's talking about everything, talking about giving to the needy, and that's how the chapter opens. And he's talking about prayer, and he's talking about fasting, and he's talking about treasures in heaven. And at the end of the chapter, there's a section that says, do not worry. Now, Jesus didn't say, chapter 6, paragraph 5, don't worry, right? But at the end, he says, and I'm going to read it directly from the BibleGateway.com passage to not mess it up, but chapter 25, he says, therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life. What you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear, is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? Okay, I'll let that sink in for a second. For some of you, maybe that was the first time you've heard that passage. For some of you, that passage is near and dear to your heart because you struggle with worry and anxiety just like I used to in the last 10 or 20 years. Now, I've done lots of things that are worrisome. I've started my own business. I've hosted live events. I've gone into mountains of credit card debt. I've had huge financial successes and huge financial failures, and it's all very stressful. And I'm helping my wife launch this new thing right now. So there's a little bit more worry and anxiety in our house. We've gotten over it a bit. But back when I used to be in the mortgage industry from 2004 to 2009 until the whole market collapsed, I was, for the most part, the sole breadwinner of our family. My son was born in 2006. So from 06 to 09, and then we had another son born in 08. So we had two kids when I was losing everything. I was worried about the industry. I was worried about my clients. I was worried about my relationships. I was worried about my commissions. I was worried about if they would ever pay. I was worried about the deals that I had, if they would ever close, because I got full commission. And my wife, for the most part, wasn't working. And I was the sole breadwinner. And I was worried all the time. And I held this scripture near and dear to my heart to say, this worrying is not helpful. This stress and the anxiety is not helpful. And the beautiful way that it's worded in this story is, look at the birds of the air. They don't sow seeds, they don't reap and harvest, and they don't store it for the future, but they're taken care of. Look at the flowers of the field. Actually, yeah, he does go on. Chapter 28, he says, why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin, yet I tell you, not even Solomon, King Solomon, in all of his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat or drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. Seek first his wisdom and his righteousness, and then these things will be given to you as well. So I paraphrased there the last couple verses, but that's just like a warm blanket, right, on a cold night of saying, I'm stressed and I'm worried and I'm concerned about the future, about the economy, about I'm homeschooling my kids, about launching this business or this podcast, or this idea. I'm worried about getting feedback, or if I write that ad, will somebody say something mean about me on my Facebook ad? I'm worried if I launch a coaching program, will nobody buy it? I'm worried if I start that membership site, I won't get any members to sign up, and just, it's not helpful. And so this scripture to me is useful, where Jesus reminds people, hey, don't worry about this. I got you. Look at the birds and they're taken care of. God loves you more than the birds. Look at the flowers and the field. They're taken care of. They're beautiful. They don't do anything and they look how great they are. You're going to be taken care of as well. And that's my advice to you and why I had to interrupt your week with this emergency podcast. Hope you enjoyed that. I hope that gave you some comfort. Whatever you're worried about, whatever you're stressed out about, it's not helpful. It's not useful. It doesn't move you towards your goal. And you got to find a way to work through that. And just for me, I heard this and didn't believe it, and I had to say it to myself about 1,000 times over a 4-year period. So that's the good news and the bad news. This passage of scripture can help, but it might take you a couple thousand repetitions to really get into the fiber of your being and going, wait, I've survived all those other things. Every time I was worried about something coming crashing down on my life, it didn't, and I survived, and I'm going to be okay. I'm not going to worry. The worry is not helpful. I've got to keep moving forward to what I feel called to do. Hope you have an awesome rest of your week, and I'll see you on the next episode.